safety hosts, such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity, have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Yeah, fake snow, fake snow, fake snow, chemtrail snow. Here's the latest and greatest with that, as far as I'm concerned. You tell me what you think. Have you observed the fake snow that doesn't light with a lighter? Well, snow that doesn't melt with a lighter is an example of sublimation. Not chemtrails, although chemtrails are definitely something that are flooding our water supply and our snow, for that matter, with barium and other chemicals. We've done the rainwater testing. We've sent it to a lab. We didn't need a lighter on a snowball to tell us that there's geoengineering and aerosols being sprayed into our atmosphere on a regular basis. There have been several videos going viral this week showing that snow doesn't melt when put into contact with a lighter or a blowtorch. Some videos even show black charring on the snow. To many of these people posting these videos, this appears to be proof of geoengineering or that the government is responsible for covering the country in a white mystery substance. Disinformation. This isn't a problem with mystery chemicals. It's a problem with not understanding chemistry. Everyone knows that the three most familiar states of matter are gas, liquid, and solid. Typically, to transition from a solid to a gas, the solid must melt into a liquid and then vaporize into the gas. However, there is another phase transition known as sublimation. That takes a solid directly to a gas. Think about dry ice, folks, and how that operates. Regular snow can sublimate below the freezing point under certain pressure conditions. This typically happens with cold, dry air like what is found during the winter, because this winter has been much drier than previous years for the East Coast, sublimation is achieved more easily. Though a snowball may seem like a dense unit, it is still just a collection of particles with a high amount of surface area. When these particles come into contact with a much higher heat source like the blowtorch, it is energetically favorable to just sublimate directly into a vapor. As for the black marks left on the snow, that's just the residue from the lighter blowtorch match, as the fuel did not burn cleanly and completely. Are you satisfied with this answer? You think there's more to that story? I'd love to hear from you. Steve Starr is going to be riding shotgun with us any second tonight. We got a Grope report coming up. That should be fun. I will not talk about the Super Bowl or the commercials. I've already said too much by saying that I won't talk about them. How about that? There are, on the other hand, many issues that are worth talking about, that we ought to be talking about, that are very important, that we're going to get to throughout the duration of tonight's show. While the mainstream masses are being consumed by the bread and circuses, we're going to try to take a look at where we're headed and what we're going to do about it all. Continuing turmoil in our market. It's not my market. It's perhaps that shouldn't be his market. And it's pretty darn unstable. Well, it has been for some time now, but there are major signs that this instability will continue. I'm going to analyze this instability and talk about the pragmatic way of preparing for the worst and, well, of course, hoping for the best. But hope and change, folks, is something that we ought not be disillusioned with. Hope and change, right? Well, I hope that people wake up. I hope that people change. But that hope is probably just that, hope. Although I've seen people's minds revolutionized and people start to see clearly through the lies and propaganda, I don't think that is going to, well, happen in any more of an exponential pace than it already has to a certain extent with the power of the internet, especially when the internet kill switch is taken out. Think about that. I think people have a hard time now. Wait until the internet kill switch is invoked. Hey, is Steve Starrs with us? Trying to add him on. Okay, cool. Love me some Steve Starrs. Of course, he's our co-host every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
I can't hear him, though.
Yeah.
Can the listeners?
Yeah. I've got a bit of an internet problem tonight, it seems. And
you want to call in for a little bit, maybe?
A bit of, yeah, it might be a problem.
Do you know the call-in number, Steve? It's 800-313-9443. If Steve can do it, so can you. We'll take your calls tonight. 800-313-9443.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, bub. I'll see you there. I'm excited about the Grope Report. I wrote an original article today. It's up on the front page of bobtuscan.com. And we'll get to that in the next segment. Also, a little bit of an update here. bobtuscan.com, in case you haven't heard, is publishing articles daily and is looking for writers. If you'd like to write for the website, and that doesn't require much. You know, write a couple paragraphs each day on a topic of interest to you. Expose a lamestream media news source. Well, I'd love to get you to write for the website. It helps me grow the site and grow the message. You can email me. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com is the email address to reach me at. TheBobTuscanShow@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, so Mr. Producer, let me know when Steve's on the line, and we'll bring him up. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And, yeah, open lines on anything you like tonight. I'll try to squeeze in phone calls. Hey, did you like last night's show? If you missed it, you ought to check it out. Had an old college professor on. What do you think about that? You want to hear me do more shows like that where I bring on people that are completely stuck in the lamestream paradigm? Or do you feel that's kind of a waste of time and Are you more interested in hearing from people who know what's going on and are going to give you information that's going to raise your awareness? Or is it fun to question ourselves and to bounce it off of the lamestream masses? I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. It was fun for me anyways. It gets tiresome to do the same old show over and over and over again. And you know what to say. The definition of an insanity is to do the same thing over and over, expecting different results. All right. The Grope Report when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show. For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, folks, it's time for a segment we like to call on the Bob Tuscan Show, the Grope Report. That's right. TSA set to grope for the Super Bowl.
I want to grope you. why apply to be a TSA? Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
All right, the TSA is set to grope for the Super Bowl. This article up on the front page of BobTuscan.com. Folks on their way to the big game, keyword game there, folks, will be running into the TSA if they plan on traveling using the railways. The infamous gropers are setting up shop to violate you and your rights as you head to consume your bread in circuses. Circus Junction Station in New Jersey has agents waiting for you. The Sucus Station is a major commuter transfer station fed by 10 rail lines. Travelers will need to have a Super Bowl ticket as well as a rail ticket to make the 6.8-mile Meadowlands rail line to the stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The TSA will be searching bags for explosives. They will also be using radiological detection devices. The keyword here is radiological. An estimated 15,000 passengers are going to be subjected to the TSA screenings. Of course, they are being told to allow extra time for the grope downs. The TSA's record catching bad guys is as bad as it gets. Worse than any football team's record, they have not caught any bad guys whatsoever. And that has been another edition of The Grope Report.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
Alrighty. Steve, what's your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Oh, I like my Lucky Broncos popcorn, Bob. It only works this year, and if the Broncos win the Super Bowl, I can't use it ever again. Let's say repeat. They have to repeat for me to use.
You're
going to
be watching it, aren't you?
Well, Bob, you know, I hate to make the admission and confession, but I mean, it's the Broncos, dude. You know, and I am a Colorado native, and you know, actually, to be real honest with you, you know, I went through four Super Bowl losses with the Broncos, and it became almost something like a mental illness about it. You know, it really did. I mean, I didn't even want to see them go back. It was that bad, and you felt so humiliated, and because every loss was worse, you know. And then they won two, and I don't feel that way about it anymore. You know, I'm not really the big fan that I was, and I actually kind of like Seattle too. You know, I like this kid, their quarterback, I mean, I'm sure it would be a storybook ending or at least a storybook story for Peyton Manning to win the game. I'm not getting into all this detail because people heard it all because he's, you know, set so many records this year. But Seattle's got a good.
I haven't heard it all. I don't know anything about it, and I'm kind of okay with that. However, I will apologize, for condemning you, if I have in the past, because I have decided to revise my position. If folks want to watch the Super Bowl, and they are as informed as you are, my good friend Steve, folks care more about their families, care more about the state of the world, care more about the nature of money, care more about the false flag attacks in our lifetimes, and put things in perspective, like the Super Bowl, then I'm okay with it. I'm completely fine with it. In fact, you deserve it. Have a beer and some of that Denver Broncos popcorn on me, Steve.
Omaha! I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, as I think some of your listeners and you know, Bob, I was the sports anchor for a short period of time at an ABC affiliate, and I had a very big career ahead of me as a sports anchor, potentially. And I turned it away simply because for the very reason you talked about, most of the sports and sports entertainment business is bread and circus. And of course, these athletes are paid huge amounts of money. Now, I personally think that everybody who plays in the NFL should be paid about $1 million, and that may be the cap. But the fact is, these guys get injured so bad that they could barely hobble around and walk when they're 45 years old. So
now
it's
they're
like
all brain dead.
Yeah, and they're having problems with concussions, too, as a matter of fact, and that's a very serious problem. But, I mean, the huge amount of money. Did you know the NFL is a non-profit organization? I didn't know that.
You got to be kidding me.
No, it is a non-profit organization, and they take in millions and millions of dollars. There could be as many as 1 billion people watching the game. At least we won't have some kind of a sexual triad like we had before with all these perverted people, Janet Jackson, Beyonce, you know, Prince. You know, the halftime entertainment is supposed to be pretty good this year. I've liked some of the shows I've seen during halftime, but it won't be as distorted and perverted as it has normally been. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be a very, very big show. And, of course, the TSA has a no-fly zone. And you talked about all these incredible these things are, by the way, as everybody probably knows, they're not about security. It's about getting us used to seeing these people and accepting them as a part of the life that we live in, which is all about controlling us and keeping us in line rather than catching the bad guys like the so-called 19 terrorists on 9/11 and all these others. I mean, it is disgusting to see all of the security that they're putting in place and people, you know, submitting and bowing down to these jackbooted thugs, Bob. Makes me angry.
In case you're wondering why Steve sounds like he's in a tin can, he's having internet problems, and as a result, he's been gracious enough to join us for a bit using his cell phone. But Steve, I'm not going to keep you on this cell phone because, as you know, those cell phones will radiate your brains after a while. So,
what's that, Bob? I was frying an egg on my cell phone here. I didn't hear you. What was
that?
Yeah,
I know you are. Steve, anything you want to say to the listeners before we let you go? We'll see you again on Monday. Hopefully everything will be situated with your internet by then.
I'm really sorry, friends, that this happened. We had some heavy winds. We're part of that, you know, that next big trough of jet stream air, the polar vortex, whatever they call it. And we had, like, you know, constant 80 to 90 mile an hour north wind hitting us, and it blew my antenna off alignment. And so my internet sputters and comes in and out. So if I were on the air, I wouldn't hear Bob half the time, and I would be dropping out if I tried to do it that way. And my landline's that way, too. So Bob was gracious enough, and I wanted to thank all the listeners, particularly all my fans, but to say this, that I'm still listening to the show tonight, Bob, so it better be good. I'm going to be hearing
it. You had two calls saying they enjoyed your company, and now you have all these fans, huh?
I got a big head about it, man.
Wow.
But I do love the show, and I will be back Monday. Go Broncos, and if not Broncos, Seahawks. Whatever. We'll talk about the game or whatever.
Go human race. All right, jeez.
All right, buddy. Okay, thanks. Talk to y'all. Bye-bye.
Brothers. Talk to you later.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
What's on your mind? I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk to Adrian. What's up, Adrian? How are you, man?
Hey, doing good, man. Another great show. The team's back together.
It's too early to tell, actually, as far as I'm concerned.
I had a great show yesterday, though. That was a good show.
Yeah, what did you think about that? Do you think that was worth our efforts, or do you think that was a waste of time?
It's a good show, man. I learned, you know. And, you know, I always, you usually always have good stuff on, and, you know, I learned, and particularly the health week, and, I learned a lot, so, but back to the game, you know, even though I kind of used to be a sports fan, you know, but after, you know, listening to you guys and, you know, learning a lot with the alternative news is just, the whole sports thing is just not really, you know, it's not really that important, you know. It's like, it's too bad we couldn't funnel that, all that, you know, all that hype and everything into something more productive, you know. And that's,
yeah, and that's my issue with it. I don't have a problem with people, you know, spending their time if they put things into perspective.
Exactly right. You know, I just, you know, I might watch the game with the family, but and I just kind of, it's kind of like a something to do with the family, but I'm not really in, you know, I'm not really so much of a sports fan. I kind of used, you know, at one time I kind of used to be, but it's just, you know, you learn, you get to thinking about all the things that you talk about on the show, and it just, the sports scene, that goes, that's like way, way, way down at the bottom, you know, like, we got a lot of other things to be thinking about, but thanks for taking my call, though. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that. I think a lot of people are in your same boat, and I'm glad that people are able to put things in context and into perspective and deal with what's important. So there you go. There's another TSA article that I've seen going around, to Confessions of a TSA Agent. I think that's fairly interesting. It's a former agent who has a piece he wrote that he originally submitted to the newspaper as a what do they call those, letter to the editor type thing, and he's telling people, we saw you naked. And I think that whole naked thing is startling, shocking, sure, but really the TSA gropers and their violations go beyond all that, for sure. All right, let's take a look at some news that the lamestream media is not covering. Some of this is up at my website, bobtuscan.com, of course. I don't know if you've heard about this yet. It ought to be getting more attention, but it's not. The NSA Choice. Washington is nominating Vice Admiral Michael S. Rogers as the new Director of National Security, or actually NSA, National Security Agency. President Obama chose a recognized expert in the new art of designing cyber weapons. The NSA Choice is a Navy expert on cyber warfare. How is that going to help keep us safe and get out of this current paradigm we're living of an Orwellian police state? I don't know. Mr. Barry Sotero's decision to pick a military officer rather than a civilian versed in civil liberties issues was made weeks ago when he rejected his own advisory's panel. I recommended that the NSA and the United States Cyber Command have separate leaders. By law, the command, the Pentagon's four-year-old cyber warfare organization, must be headed by a military officer. The result is that Admiral Rogers, now the head of the Fleet Cyber Command, the Navy's fastest-growing cyber unit, will find himself in the public crosshairs in a way he has never been during a 33-year military career. Again, they won't be talking about this in the lamestream media. They'll kind of blow over it and ignore the implications of putting somebody like this into power. We'll dig up more dirt on this guy and let you know what we find. Stay tuned. Malik Obama linked to Hamas. Jerusalem is ours. We are coming. This is, I think, his brother from Israel. I don't know if I want to talk about that. And Steve's not here, so we'll skip the Obama stories. I'm tired of the whole Obama thing. Obama. Am I wrong to just disregard the obsession with Obama and how every news story has to be revolving around him? Am I wrong to think that way? What do you think? Do you think Obama is a dictator and we should be concerned about Obama? Because the more I hear that being said, the more I'm reminded of, well, lamestream talk radio. Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these guys. They all want us to get to be obsessed with the Obama. There's much more going on than Obama. He is just a suit. We forget that sometimes, don't we? I know, I'm preaching to the choir. You probably all get this and know this already. So forgive me, I'm not lecturing you. And if I'm wrong, well, I'm open to suggestions. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The third banker commits suicide within a week. Third banker has committed suicide within the space of 1 week. There's more and more speculation that some kind of financial collapse could be just around the corner. Mike Duker, the chief economist at Russell Investments, was found dead at the side of a highway that leads to the Tacoma Narrows Bridge in Washington State, according to Pierce County Sheriff's Department. He was 50 years old. Duker fell down a 50-foot embankment in what police are describing as a suicide. Or was he suicided? We wrote about the other banker that jumped off of the Wells Fargo Bank in London. And I guess there was one other one that I hadn't heard about. But there you go, folks. Bankers jumping off buildings. What's going on? Are these just personal cases where these bankers are unhappy? Yeah, I would imagine that that sort of lifestyle will lead to people committing suicide. And how many bankers are we going to see jump off of buildings? How many people in general are going to see jump off of buildings when the stuff hits the fan? The markets collapse. The grid goes down. People don't have their iPods or their television programming. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? People are going to flip out. They're going to freak out. That's my prediction. So I hope you're getting ready for that. Beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. Beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. Get ready, folks. These are serious times we live in. All right, when I come back, we'll get into a few more news stories that I have, and we'll try to take some phone calls as well at 800-313-9443. We do have open lines if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Wait until I tell you what a third grade classroom is telling children that good citizens do. Wait until I tell you. Common Core, folks, is out of control. Absolutely out of control. And wait until I let you in on this homework assignment from the lamestream schools. But before we get to that, government regulations. Learn Liberty, great organization, from what I've been able to tell of their work, has a great piece about government regulations, and they call it the most dangerous monopoly, which it is. How do free markets regulate product
safety?
All of us want
assurance that the things we buy are safe. What's the best way for us to get it? One way is to have a government agency assess products and allow or forbid their sale. This is the way it works for medicines. The Food and Drug Administration requires and oversees lengthy, expensive tests of each new drug. Based on those tests, it decides whether or not that drug may be used. A different approach is to allow competing private firms to assess the products and give each one a rating. Customers decide for themselves whether to buy or not based on these ratings. This is the way it works for thousands of products, from toasters and hair dryers to insulation and bulletproof vests. Manufacturers hire a private certification firm, such as Underwriters Laboratories, to evaluate their product's design and manufacturing process and to test it. If the product passes, the certifier's logo is added to it. Manufacturers pay for private certification because it increases sales. Customers who see the logo know that the product has passed rigorous safety tests, and they are more likely to buy it as a result. Stores also value assurances of product safety. They don't want unhappy customers or lawsuits from selling things that turn out to be harmful, so they'll pay extra to stock certified products. Certification firms such as Underwriters Laboratories have no monopoly. They have competitors. Accordingly, they have a strong incentive to be cautious, but also fast and affordable for manufacturers. On the one hand, they depend on their reputations for trustworthiness built up over the years. A certifier who puts its logo on a product that turns out to be dangerous ends up with a damaged reputation and a higher likelihood that manufacturers will use a competing certifier in the future. On the other hand, if a certifier is overcautious and takes a long time on costly extra testing that delays a product from getting to market, or if it refuses to certify a product that turns out to be safe, again, it will lose customers. Self-interest pushes these competing certifiers to avoid both kinds of mistakes, neither certifying dangerous products nor refusing to certify safe ones. Compare this to a government agency that has a monopoly on deciding whether a good becomes available. Its incentives are very different. What happens when such an agency approves a dangerous product that ends up causing harm? There are serious consequences for the careers of the officials who let that happen. As a result, they become excessively cautious. They take so long on costly extra testing that they do delay products from getting to market. When the product is a life-saving medicine, people die who could have been saved. Unlike a voluntary certification firm, a monopoly government agency faces no check on this kind of caution. If the agency rejects a product that's safe or takes years for additional tests, the manufacturer cannot turn to another certifier. No other certifiers are permitted. The government agency doesn't have to worry about losing revenue or going out of business because it's funded by taxation and not by the voluntary payments of its manufacturer customers. How much safety is the right amount? It is always possible to test a product one more time before selling it, but the tests cost time and resources to run, so the more rigorous the safety testing procedures, the more a manufacturer must charge to cover its costs, and the less money it has to invest in new products. Who should decide at what point the cost of more tests becomes too high? Under monopolized government safety regulation, government officials decide. Under voluntary certification in a free market, everyone decides for him or herself, usually with the help of certification agencies and professionals such as doctors and pharmacists, who make it their business to learn all they can about the products they advise us to use. Instead of the one-size-fits-all approach in which the government bans all products that fail to meet arbitrarily determined criteria, the market process creates and communicates various assurances of product safety, and each buyer decides for him or herself.
There you go, folks. The proof that we don't need GMOs to be regulated by the government. The proof that we don't need regulatory agencies in the government. I know it's counterintuitive because obviously we want to stop these products. But at the same time, the EPA, the FDA, and all these other alphabet soup agencies, the USDA, look what they're doing to Mark Baker. Did you hear of the show? What was it? 2 days ago? Look what they're doing to him. All right. I wanted to share that piece with you. Good stuff. Presents an interesting argument. All right, so I was telling you about this third grade homework. It's government homework. Let me ask you the question on this homework. Multiple choice. What makes a good citizen? One. Wait, maybe this isn't multiple choice. All right, let me back up here. This is the outline. It's a study guide. That's what it is. An old school in Ohio sent out a government study guide showing that, well, they are really indoctrinating our schools, our children. Well, the school's an inanimate object, but the children are being indoctrinated. And here are the bullet points. Okay, so as a part of this test, they want to ask the kids, you know, what makes a good citizen? Well, good citizens don't litter to keep the environment clean. All right, maybe. Citizens help schools because they're forced to buy the gun when they steal their money from them. So, yeah, I guess. I don't know if that makes you a good citizen. Good citizens fix homes. Okay. Who wrote this stuff? Good citizens vote on leaders or have their vote stolen. Good citizens pay taxes to the government. And the last but not least, shocking of them all, the most shocking of them, what makes a good citizen? Good citizens do not argue. Good citizens do not argue. Isn't that nice? Don't argue. My mom's calling me right now. What does she want? Doesn't she know I'm on the air? She doesn't listen to my show. Why is she calling me? She would agree with that. I ought to have my mom on sometimes to show you the contrast here. You think my professor last night is far off. My mom would probably agree with all those points. It's scary. It really is. This is, a part of a study guide that was sent out to 8-year-olds in third grade. What makes the good citizens? Don't argue. Do what you're told. Shut up, slave. Be a good citizen. Pay your taxes and shut up. Hour number 2 of the Bob Tuscan Show coming up in moments. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. And